you may not know the name Nellie Taylor Ross, but she holds a very important distinction in this country. She has an amazing story of serving her country when many women were shunned from such service. That piece of history is this edition of the American Countryside.
5 conferences, 1 location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producer Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the 5 highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producer Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Nellie Taylor Ross was born in 1876 in Andrew County, Missouri. She married William Ross from Kentucky in 1902, and the couple moved west and settled in Wyoming. Mr. Ross became involved in politics and sought the highest office in the state.
Wyoming was a very progressive state, especially for women's rights, although Nellie didn't have anything to do with suffrage there at the time, but he was the governor of the state.
Ross was elected in 1922, but he died in 1924. The state legislature held a special election to fill the office of governor.
People put forward her name, and it was like, I have no experience. I don't do this type of thing. And she didn't campaign. All of her friends did, and she was elected the first woman governor ever in the United States.
Ms. Ross lost a close election for governor in 1926 and then campaigned for Al Smith in the 1928 presidential election. She received over 30 votes for vice president on the first ballot of that year's Democratic convention. She caught the notice of a man who would become president just 4 years later.
She was chosen to be the director of the United States Mint, which was the first woman director of the United States Mint. You know, that would have been the Roosevelt era.
Her time in that office covered the entire terms of FDR and Harry Truman.
When she was there for 20 years. She was there when they came up with the Franklin dime, when they came up with the Jefferson nickel, and then the Lincoln penny during the war when they made it out of steel.
Ross lived to be 101. Though she never sought to be a trailblazer for women in politics, the death of her husband vaulted her into the political spotlight and helped her claim firsts for women in politics and governmental office. Traveling the countryside in Savannah, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.